Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed as the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet waves o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
A special edition Easy Blue Eyes Productions presents Independent Artist Music Night with Kimberly Ward right here on the Easy Blue Eyes Radio Production Network, sponsored by Michaela Gives Back. I am your host, Easy Blue Eyes. Remember, everyone is welcome to tune in and listen. We also encourage to share the show, as the Easy Blue Eyes production would appreciate it, and I'm sure Kimberly Ward would appreciate it as well. And it's recommended to call in tonight. The number to call in is 845-277-9175. Yeah, please help me out. Call in. First hour of the show, we're going to give Kimberly Ward a hard time. And he's got about a year after an hour. And I'm going to finish up with some other independent artist music. So in the meantime, grab yourself something to drink, a beverage of choice, snack of choice, kick your feet up, and enjoy the show. Well, let's bring the star of the show on right now. With me, our special guest tonight, Kimberly Ward.
Hey, how are you doing? Glad to be here.
I'm doing fantastic now that I have a client here. You know, still have to go buy you a watch, you know. We got an hour with you tonight, and then you're going to go take care of other business and obligations. So we're going to try to pick on you for only an hour, okay? And we'll try to be nice about it. I can't guarantee 100% that, you know, I mean, 100% that we're going to give you a hard time, though, you know. But.
So you're going to go easy on me on the questions. That's good. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. You're going to get some hard questions. You know, first one we're going to start off with, you know, I can't wait till some of the songs that you've sent me and that you do have, they get kind of redone and, Hospital and other new music that you're working on. We've talked about it a little bit. So kind of start off with some of that, you know, some of the songs that you do have out right now, and then some of the songs that you're redoing, and we'll go from there.
Well, right now I have 6 out, and 7 would be Silent Night if you want to count that. But anyway, so I've got 6 out, and the 6th one is a Christmas song I wrote in my hometown where I've been living over 10 years. And so not many people really know much about that one, so I'll mention that too. I'll mention them all briefly. It's not like 600 of them. It's just 6, even though I've got 6 more I'm working on. Oh, I've got more than 6 more song titles, too. It Wasn't Santa V was still pretty much my first one. I wrote that one right before Letting Go. They kind of were written within a year and a half of each other. So It Wasn't Santa V is on YouTube, and that's one I do want to have. What I'm going to say is real drums added, but I'll go over all the changes in a minute. Right now I'm just going to mention the song. And matter of fact, I can't say all the changes because that will take a while and can't say all the good stuff.
Oh, no.
And that was written before the pandemic, of course. things people were saying to me back in 2014 and 2015 especially. Okay, and then Letting Go is my first official, I'd say, Christian-based, faith-based song of healing. I've got at least 2 or 3 others I need to get in studios with. And that's kind of that genre, too. I'm trying to kind of go in order, but it kind of doesn't matter. They won't all know which ones I put in what order again. The 3rd one is Every Moment. And that one's really special to me. It's like my baby. I mean, they're all, you know, baby songs, but because that one was definitely written in some very hard times in my life, and it seems to be a popular song right now, which is nice. And matter of fact, I was telling someone today in the town where I live about that song, and he looked it up on Spotify right there in front of me. I was like, cool, I told you it was on there. Let's see. Just Want to Be Free is also one of the most recent. I think that was last September. Changes that are supposed to happen this summer. I know what I was getting ready to say. The Christmas one is called Christmas in Bern. And that one was really, to be honest with you, recorded the same week as Because I Did. So those two pretty much were almost done the same week, Brent, within a few weeks of each other.
Yeah, you know, I've got the privilege to listen to all of them. And, you know, one, Silent Night, it's hard to critique. I was talking to another artist. It is kind of hard to critique Christmas songs. You either can do it or you don't. I mean, but, you know, which I did talk to Kimberly about, you know, some of the songs, you know, and we did kind of go through things and, you know, but Christmas, we're not even going to go over and touch that subject tonight, and we'll leave that song alone for another show. We still have a few between before we even talk about that. So maybe we'll come back then and maybe she'll have a Christmas complete video with it. You know, we'll see.
That'd be nice.
You know, now you are supposed to have some videos done of the songs. You know, I know we've kind of talked about it and working on some of it. Do we have kind of a time frame on any of them when they're going to be finished?
Oh, yeah, I'm not trying to drag out projects. I can tell you what. The first two is Letting Go and Just Want to Be Free. They're the same studio. It's one in Tennessee. But I'm not going to say too much of a secret at the moment. But that was just decided not even 2 weeks ago. And I'm taking consideration of what people are saying. I know you're one of them, but I mean many. And then a few people aren't being so nice, and some are trying to be nice. And then some are like, I love this song, but this. Now, one thing I will mention about, let's say at least 3 of them I'm going to be singing, re-singing, I guess you could say, the vocals. And besides that, there's things like adding roll drums and stuff. I'm not trying to make the songs, like, absolutely perfect, but they're hopefully going to be close to perfect.
Well, nobody's perfect. I mean, if I was perfect, you know, I would actually be on the other side of the table here. I'd be the one singing instead of you. So I'll let you have that side. I'll do my side. I mean, really, unless you want me to sing, and if everyone enough begs me to sing, I will tell you I'm the one that's in the shower that you're telling to shut up. But if you really want me to sing,
yeah,
I'll do it. Let me pick the song, though. And I will literally crush it. I mean, crush it. Not crush it in good, but I will crush it. you know, we do have a few projects going on. Actually, we have a lot of projects going on and keep piling up, and we keep working at it. But I know we're hopefully by the end of the summer having a couple songs redone and some music videos to them. You know, that's all we're kind of going after right now. We can't, you know, I know I can't say much in right now. You can't say too much, and, you know, got to keep some suspense out there, right? You know.
Well, I mentioned the name Pam Tillis, though, not her personally, but two people who know her pretty well. There's something going to be added to my song, that's all I'm saying. I won't say which song, in case something happens, but hopefully it's going to go like this plan. And someone who knows her, not just knows of her, they know her, believe me. But no, she's not singing with me. That would be cool. But I wouldn't even say that, so I'd be like, shh, that's a secret. But no, maybe I'll meet her one day. I'd like to.
I'm not even going to be singing. I'm not even going to be, what do they call them, movie actors that are just there? They're not really the actor in itself. They just kind of stand there.
Whatever it's called, bystanders, something.
I think they might even be something. I want to say extras or something. I don't know. That's kind of more or less me off in the distance, you know, just like, okay, it's getting done. Okay, I'm out of here. And no, I'm not going to Dunkin' Donuts. I'm telling you.
Oh, well, I'm trying to stay away from there more after people think I live there or something. I don't know.
Well, we don't want to kind of go into that, but we, you know, we'll go ahead and throw that out there for fun. You know, that one of her favorite places to go to is Dunkin' Donuts, but no, she does not live at Dunkin' Donuts. I mean,
that's
she
right.
did.
Well, I definitely don't live there. I go bypass there quite often, but oh no.
If she did, I would have to yell at her and maybe throw her the eviction notice, you know, here, get out of Dunkin' Donuts. But she ain't there that much, but she is there quite often, but not enough to say she lives there. I mean,
maybe.
Even though I would like to have a coffee shop, there's somebody I know that just had a coffee shop and kind of passed the bucket, you know, because of the pandemic. And you know, they just happened to got there, and they're starting their music career.
Oh, good.
Well,
with the traveling I've been doing, it's kind of hard not to go there, or Starbucks, you know, both of them for that matter. But there's other places I go visit, too, like the grocery store.
Well, there's been several of them phone calls. Yes, you know, I've kind of hit her up on the phone, and we've talked, and she's been numerous places, not just, you know, Dunkin' Donuts. I've caught her at Starbucks, called her at the grocery store, you know. So, no, she does not live at Dunkin' Donuts. We'll go back to that.
You want me to tell you something funny about a grocery store in Nashville? I mean, not exactly about the store, because I love the store.
Yeah, it's awesome.
And with music. It all has to do with music. Because I could hardly have lunch that day. It was so busy. That was a good day, and also, like, kind of a, I don't want to say a bad day. It was a very good day, Brent, but it was also very busy. That's a good word. Because I don't want to say chaotic. A chaotic day is not compared to that day. That was a good day. It was so busy, I couldn't even lunch after 4 or 4:15. and with music stuff and people calling and, you know, not just saying, hey, how are you? These were like important calls going on. And one of them was a country singer in Nashville. So I kind of didn't want to just say, oh, I'm busy, I'll talk to you later. Because he and I are hopefully still going to get together. He's on tour right now and picking up. You know what I mean? I mean, there's some calls I can ignore, some I kind of need to pick up and be like, oh, they're calling me back. I was hoping to sing live with them, but we will.
Oh, we got some good stories that we could tell you, but, you know, we'd have to wait for another show. And, you know, I've done a couple podcast shows where we've had comedian hour, and it seems like that we can kind of do that maybe on another date. And, oh, I could tell you some stories that, you know.
Oh, I could have a two-hour show and comedy hour music. That would be great.
Oh, yeah. And still not be finished. We can turn it into a full season, you know, just for that.
Right.
You know, but I got a lot about Kimberly, you know, like, my jokes with she needs to get a watch, you know, but I don't even know if she would watch the watch, you know.
It depends on which time zone, too. Okay, now I have to have a calendar that has all the time zones, which I'm working on that. You know, just go to Staples and sure they'll have fun.
Well, you know, if you open up your phone, they have that, you know, you can Google, and you could set up Google time, and it'll give you an alert, you know, like a couple hours before and stuff. Hey, you got this appointment. And the best thing about the phone, it adjusts on the time zone, you know. But then you're probably
yeah,
already
guess what else it does.
It confuses you.
It also will, yes, it'll also show you like the Euro, let me see if I can say that right, in the United Kingdom. I've had to trends like that. The other word, transpose, would be a music term. So my mind's on music. Translate, you know, like 50 U.S. dollars equals what? So same idea. Anyway, Google that, too. I had some UK people working with.
Sometimes you don't really have to Google some of the things on your phone. You have to literally go into the phone and look. Sometimes that helps, you know. And you know, then there's some other stories we could talk about. You know, I mean, I got a lot we could go over just to watch thing. I mean, go to Nashville, and just go to Dunkin' Donuts and say, hey, can you ask, you know, next time when Miss Ward gets here, what time it is, and tell her to look at her watch and probably watch the expression on that, you know. I've heard some stories, and I know some stories.
Oh, yeah, you know some behind-the-scenes story. You want me to tell you about the one on Music Valley Drive? It won't even take 30 seconds. Not 30 minutes, but 30 seconds.
Well, which one? There were so many of them.
Well, this was like before the night. I think it was like the night before I left Nashville, so it kind of was important. Because my mom was so excited about singing karaoke dance. Nashville, another good news going on all day, all weekend before I left Nashville. I was headed to Music Valley Drive to the motel where I had checked out of the day before. And I was like 3 miles away. I'm like, what am I doing? I changed motels to save money and to be near downtown. It was kind of funny. I didn't tell anybody, so like, shh, everybody's going to hear on the radio. But it's okay because it was kind of funny. Now it's more funny. I'm like, well, I'm going back to the Grand Ole Opry. I was near there for like 4 days. I'm like, oh, that's right. I left at motel. That's not a fun moment either. Okay, anyway.
That
was a musical moment.
That was funny. I mean, really, that's got to be, you know, how could you?
It was a musical moment, Brent. It wasn't even a fun moment either. It was an awesome,
Hang on. We got to do it. We got to do it. We have to do it. There's
Yay.
Your clap moment of the show right there. Forget where you live and forget where you're staying at moment. Oh, wow.
Yeah, and I'm sure I had some good tunes going in the car. I mean, I had good news going on. I met a new musician. We're working together and practice that day. All kinds of stuff going on that weekend with music. I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm not staying down there tonight, but I'm using Kingway. Oh,
all right. Well, so that, I guess I can bring up the next question. You know, we'll see where Miss Kimberly Ward catches it. And so which hotel are we staying at tonight?
Which hotel am I staying at tonight? I'm back in North Carolina. That's an easy answer.
Sorry, I had to throw that.
I don't want any stalkers finding either.
So finally, you know, you've been traveling, you know, for a few months now, and now you finally made it back home, and you're relaxing, doing, I've seen you did a few church things, and you're hitting the live button a few more times, singing, playing the piano, and, you know, having a good time. And then there was one, went to the beach, and looked like you had a video there and then a picture of one of your CDs.
That's in Puerto Rico, my dear. But that was actually last year. So, I didn't have that much time to go to Puerto Rico since last Wednesday. But no, I actually have a lot of pictures from, well, I shouldn't say a lot. I've got several still from Puerto Rico. No, I set that up with, like, coconuts and stuff. I've got every moment sitting there beside it. What a cool place.
Well, you know, I
know I didn't tell you that. I'm sorry. That was last November. That can make people think I was on the beach the last 4 days, but I wish. I'm going soon, then.
Well, you know, I don't catch up on everything, right? All of a sudden, it takes me a few days, you know.
I didn't even say where it was, so. But I'll take
it just wasn't in Nashville. That's all y'all need to know. And then now she's at home, and she's having some personal time also, and dealing with her kids and music. And still staying busy. So, I mean, it's life, right?
It's life, and people still somehow find me, which can be good and bad, but right now it's more good than bad, is music things. So.
Well, it's always good when I find you, at all.
Yeah, and you will too. You will call phones and you'll call Dunkin' Donuts and see which, GPS it. Which one are you at? I'm just kidding. Where are you at?
I can pretty well, I've got that sense of coffee direction. You know, you say you're going to Dunkin' Donuts, and I know the area you're pretty much well at within like 30 minutes. I can pretty well pinpoint which Dunkin' Donuts you're going to be at. I mean, I know which Dunkin' Donuts that I would be at. And Starbucks, sorry, I will not go to Starbucks.
Well, it depends on the mood I am for what I'm getting, because I like the green tea at Starbucks. So, and apparently Dunkin' has that too, but it's not the same. I'm sorry. I was going to get mad at me if they hear me advertise for them on the radio.
Yeah, I'd rather have black coffee at home, you know, sometimes with sugar, sometimes with creamer. Depends on the mood I'm in. But I got to have coffee, you know. Don't mess with my coffee. But I want to play one of your songs and then come back and interrogate you some more. Does that sound pretty good?
Okay, that would be great. Yeah.
All right. Now, which song would you like me to play? You want me to play Every Moment or Let You Go?
I have a choice. I'd say Letting Go.
All right. Well, we're going to let some things go, like let go of the watch and send it off to Kimberly, and then we'll be right back.
As I struggle through the hard times and wondered what was next, I knew there must have been a greater purpose for me yet. As I look back over my life and wondered what went wrong, even questioned carried all these burdens and felt nowhere to turn. You placed others in my life who showed me lessons to learn. They believed in me when I was down and gave me hope renewed. It's then I'm reminded of your grace every time I seek your flooding me. Letting go of my hurt is how you're healing me. I will not be like lost wife and look back.
Hey, welcome back to Independent Artist Music Night with Kimberly Ward. I am your host, Easy Blue Eyes. Hey, let's welcome back the one who can't tell time most of the time to start the show, Miss Kimberly Ward. Oh, I probably should be nice. I told her I was going to try to, but I can give her a hard time. But welcome back to the show.
Hi. Thank you.
Yeah. You knew I was going to do something like that. I know. I mean, it was just like, we're going to have to write a song about that, buy you a watch, stop at Dunkin' Donuts, you know, and talk about your trip in Nashville. Actually, you was going to write a book, wasn't you?
Well, I plan on writing a couple books.
Tell us all about it.
What, the books? The type of book?
Let's know the books.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't mind. Well, I used to talk about writing books, and then I was writing songs. I was like, well, the songs would be first, but not all the songs. I might start one this year. They're totally unrelated for the most part. One of them has to do with an ex-husband and the whole book about things that happened. I don't mind saying that. Because a lot of stuff happened in those 10 years, and I mean, involved churches and employers and family and a bunch of people. And I believe that book would help a lot of people who, well, they can be married or divorced or single. I don't think it matters, really. I think it's going to help somebody. And another one I'll make you laugh is about bad managers, because Lord knows I've had some bad managers in the last 20 years in 3 states.
Well, I'm more interested on this first book here real quick. You said it didn't matter if they were married, you know, divorced. Would it matter if you're on the crazy side?
Well, it really doesn't matter the person in general, but I think it's going to help some who have dealt with emotional things, is to call it like that. I actually did write the first chapter. And the first chapter has been written over 3 years, but just a lot of stuff happened. I put it down. But I can tell you what's in the first chapter.
Well, I can pretty well tell you what's already in the first chapter. It's a bunch of words.
Yes, a bunch of words, exactly.
See,
exactly.
It's reading material. Well, so I did have phrasing. So now we know that you like to write.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So Now you need to use that ability to write more songs.
Yes, and going back from the books to the songs, I literally wrote down 7 song titles that I'm going to start soon, and I wrote them down as I'm driving home today. Because I won't, but I had a couple things happen today, and I was like, that's it, darn it. I'm going to start some of these song titles, but some are new ones I came up with, and some are, I'll go ahead and tell you one of them. I can tell you 2 of them. One is going to be called Cherokee Strong because I'm part Cherokee. So Cherokee Strong will be about a lot of stuff. And one of them is called A Lot Going On. And I don't mind saying this on the radio, but I'm kind of tired of people saying, you have a lot going on. And they're usually not very nice to me about it, friend. Well, thanks. I'm like, that's it. Y'all just gave me my new song title. About 10 people, I think, in the past 5 years.
Well, you know, so now that, you know, like I said, we know you like to write, and you did kind of walk into explaining the book and everything, you know, now there is no excuse, you know, you can't say, well, I'm not a very good songwriter, I don't want to write songs, I just want to sing songs. Now you just openly admitted that you like to write, and now we want to see.
But now you want to see it to believe it.
Exactly. Now we want to know. And I got to hear that, you know, very much coming from an artist. You know, you're pretty well bringing to the table that you love to write, and you've got some originality, some original music coming in your career. So, hey, you know, you know, for giving that up, you know, and letting everybody else know, which is always a good thing. You know, I love when an artist can bring something original to the table.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be original. I actually want to throw this out there to be a college tutor for almost about two years, close to it, in English, in accounting, in business, but especially English. So that brings me to music, Brent, because I haven't been at that job in about 3 years, and at that time I was heavily writing the songs over here now and others. And I was thinking, if I'm getting paid by college to tutor people in their essays and papers, why am I not doing my own writing? And I mean, I have been, but I'm doing more. So I guess I kind of inspired myself then.
That's a good start. I mean, now you got a good start. Part of everything, and now we're going to put it together and put it to work and have great music.
Yeah, the book's coming. I have written poems. I wrote one called Bad Apples, which should probably be turned into a song, but it's actually a very long poem I did a few years ago. So I've written several poems, too.
Well, there was kind of a Bad Apple song that was sung a long time ago. I mean, it wasn't called Bad Apple. Remember the whole Johnny Appleseed deal, you know? Yes, I just said our age. We know about that. So we can write. So we're going to have some good music. We're going to work on it, and I'll tell you, I'm looking really good in the future to have good music for you from her, and I'm so excited. Now, I got some tough questions for you here. We're going to talk about Kimberly Ward has been singing for 25 years, and in that 25 years, she learned what? What is the number one thing about the music industry in the 25 years you have learned?
The number one thing I learned. And you're talking about singing and not piano, right? Because we're going to stick to, I could give you multi answers. The number one thing for singing.
Give me your best shot.
Number one thing singing.
That you have learned.
Working on singing. I mean, singing in the right key is important, but I think I got it, harmony. I'm serious now. I'm not just saying that to be a good answer, but harmonizing is very important with them. I mean, this is, can you relate to singing in choirs too, that even if singing solo, it needs to be on key and harmonized, because some of the songs have mixes or they, you know, mix a voice. I'm sure you know they do that in studios.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they have that scrambler that goes on the switchboard. We know all that. I don't want to have much behind the scenes because there's too much politics and not everyone needs to know. But, you know, you're right, Harmony. You know, there's really not a whole lot of wrong answers because, you know, everything's important in the music industry.
And every piece is important of the puzzle, so they can use it like a puzzle.
Yeah. So, and for you, you know, you kind of want to go with Harmony and then also singing on key. Now, is that singing on key while you're in the shower or on stage?
Okay, it's like this. It's like the piano. Same idea with, singing. If you kind of practice out of key or practice the way you're doing it, you might sing it that way. I found that out before. Oh, yeah. Well, I'm talking about piano recitals, too. I must have talked about singing. Like, if I sing it the wrong way or not the right way or maybe a different version, I'm like, oh. Believe me, this has happened in church and other places. I'm like, oh, I practice that at home in the car differently. Then I kind of have to improvise. It's another music term, like, oh, let me get in the right key quickly here. Or that's happened, believe me.
Well, and since you talked about piano quite a bit, what's your background with piano? Let everybody know what your whole deal is with piano, because there's more than just you playing a piano or talking about a piano. Let everyone know what we have going on with you and a piano.
Okay. Well, that's going to be a couple things to tell you. I have been taking some more lessons about a few reasons why to get better, some things I'm doing for my writing. But I did take lessons, I think I was about 8 years old, 8 or 9. And I took for 8 years straight. I just had to memorize, like, the magic number. And I'm going to go ahead and say this too, Brent. During those 8 years, I had 5 teachers. And some I might be like, well, why? I learned something different from each of them. One of them wasn't very helpful. One of them, I didn't think I learned much. She would teach you to play right from the book, which is fine. But if you get the hymns, octaves, and chords and all, you kind of need to know stuff outside the book. And then I also took a lesson in college, and the music was my minor. I had some very good teachers. It was a liberal arts college in South Carolina. And probably looking back, I should have had a major in music, but it's okay because I still learned something with business, believe me. But back to piano. I personally have started teaching when I was, I think, about 18. One of my teachers said, go ahead and teach one or two. I'm like, really? There's young children. So throughout my 20s and early 30s, I did always had a student for the most part. And sometimes I even had like 10 students. And when I left one of my full-time jobs, I planned it for like 6 months. Before I left the job, I had about 15 students. And mostly beginner and intermediate, because those are the main ones I like to teach. And I have taught young children who are 4 years old, and they really make me laugh. We can have other stations on that radio one day on things children ask you when you're teaching them. So it might be a little, that could be a cute song title. Are we going to play the alphabet on the piano? I'm like, well, some of the alphabet.
Well, sometimes it's easier, you know, Mary had a little lamb, you know. I've taught people how to play that myself on a piano and an organ. I know a few things, you know, but not too much. Who is the easiest age group to teach how to play piano for you?
I know, I'm just being real. I'd almost rather, I like two age groups. I'll just have to give you one. The age group
Yeah, you know, I don't want to narrow it down just to one age, you know, kind of estimate an age group, you know. I don't want you to say five-year-olds, you know. I mean,
my daughter's five, and that's been very interesting. I will say that. She's trying to be all over the piano still.
So,
I love her to death, but that's not my favorite age to teach piano. Attention span.
Let's see if we could... So young kids, you know, the younger kids.
I would say ages 8 to 12, for the most part. If they don't know any music, what they know at their school, like public school or Christian school, and they know what quarter notes are, but I mean other things where they're going to know how to read music. Like they may say, oh, yeah, we did that in course today. I'm like, well, yeah, but did they show you this? Like reading the staff notes? I teach them right from the book, but the first thing I do is I have theory sheets. So I don't even really teach much in my book for the first 4 weeks. I do a little bit, but it's reading the staff is a little hard for some people. The ages 8 to 12, Brent, I would say that's my favorite age. And let's see, they know how to go to the bathroom, and they know their alphabet, and they know their numbers, and they should know how to count. Because you know timing, music involves timing. Piano.
Yeah. I know a lot of musicians and music teachers teach a lot of starting with 5, 6, 7, 8. How does that adapt, you know, with your singing style and playing the piano and first two teaching? How does that incorporate in your style of way of teaching? Do you use the 5, 6, 7, 8 as well?
Okay, so you're talking about the timing or?
Yeah, the timing.
Oh, yeah, and I love, say 8th note to 16th note. So are you talking about counting out loud and the timing? Make sure I understand you.
Yeah, you know, when you get ready to start, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8, and then start, you know.
Well, I mean, I'm trying to do timing with everything I do and counting. Then even there's drums, and there's actually drums installed in my digital piano. But I actually like to count out loud, even kind of for me in my head, really. Depends on what I'm doing.
Yeah, but do you use the do you use the 5, 6, 7, 8 or?
No, I usually use the 1, 2, 3, 4. Depends on what the time is. Like.
Well, it's usually.
You got me confused at first. Like 6 to 8 year olds know the 6 to 8 timing.
No,
5, 6, 7, 8. Who do we appreciate?
Hey, I like that because that's been used. You know. Was you the one?
For your...
You're the one that
told
us at one time. You know, across the street. You know. My music teacher, my choir teacher, band teacher, all of that, everywhere around in the music industry that I've been around, it's been more of 5, 6, 7, 8, and then you start playing, you know, you got the director or whoever is in charge, you know, that kicks you off.
I agree, but it kind of seems like a band thing. I mean, with piano, I'm pretty much say never have. I mean, I shouldn't say never, almost never. I'm usually in the 1, 2, 3, 4. I know this sounds silly. I think it almost depends on which song it is, how the timing goes.
I know there's probably musicians that are listening. It's probably even totally confused what we're talking about. You know, the 1, 2, 3, 4, or the 5, 6, 7, 8. I mean, so, but it's just.
And do you know the common time of music is 4-4 timing? I didn't know if you knew that. I'll text it to you. I'll make sure I didn't lose you the same day.
I know what you're talking about. You know, if anybody's been in band, music class of some kind, choir, if you don't know it, Mm-hmm. Please give us a shout out, you know, somewhere, and we got to have a conversation. We're not going to bring that conversation to the radio show because it'd be too long. But we'll give you the short version, you know, on Messenger or a phone call. There's a lot of things to learn, and we'll be gladly to help you out. You know? But now, I want to get to your musician influences. Who's been the influence in the music industry for you?
I'm going to list a few I've heard of, too. But Arnold Connolly has been a big help to me with from the start, helping me get things on the radio. I mean, really and truly, I was done writing. Okay, I shouldn't say I was done writing. That sounds terrible. I was somewhat finished in 2019. I know. I had two out by then. I'm like, I need to know how to get these on the radio. So I just sit there and call. But Arnold kind of walked me through that, and I really appreciate that. And he also helped me. He actually did the YouTube video for Letting Go about 6 months ago. See, some of my YouTube videos were done a year later, but anyway, because I'm going to be honest, no one kind of said, Kimberly, you should do this, and then go do that, and then go meta tag your song, and then go email them to stations. And I kind of learned as I went. And I know there's books out there because I've been told about once for songwriters. I just need to read it. But I appreciate him.
But who are your musician, you know, artist, you know, independent artist, major label artist, who has been your influence, you know, like Johnny Cash?
Oh, on my writing?
You know, just who you actually inspired you, you know, from the beginning to get into music, you know. Johnny Cash, Merle Haggard, Ozzy Osbourne. Who did you listen to that captured your attention to get into music? You know,
I mean, probably Lauren Daigle, because everyone on most people on my Facebook page know I like her. I don't know if everyone does, but sing hers, and I've started to play some of hers on the piano. And Brent, I just like her personality. I like how she interacts with the audience on stage, and I watch a lot of her music videos. But, I'm trying to get more ideas from other artists, too, but she's the main one. I'm sure you heard of her. She just seems very down-to-earth and personable with her audience and the music. And her band.
Okay.
I like how she, like, introduces her band and, like, they're her friends, you know.
Okay, well, some of the big-time musicians and music artists that's been in the business, Billy Joel, Jerry Lee Lewis, influence on you?
Well, then there's Frank Sinatra. I mean, you know, you watch them on TV.
Yeah.
I mean, there's been a ton of people. I watched musicians for years on TV. Gospel singers I know personally who still travel. It's kind of hard to say just one. I mean, I'm going to be honest. I know a lot.
Elton John's another one. You know,
Elton John.
There's a lot of piano players. Ray Charles. So, I mean, have you learned a lot from each one of those? You know, I mean, yeah, you can't do everything that all of them has been able to do, but have you been able to incorporate enough to learn something from each one of them?
If I study them a little more and deeper, I can, yes. So I'm going to tell you my answer. So in my early 20s, and we're really by the time I was 19 in college, I learned a lot from my teachers with doctorate degrees, and then I had to take classes in music theory, and then we actually studied a lot of the artist. But Ray Charles, I like him, but to be honest, I haven't studied him as much. I just studied his title. I like the doo-wop, and I'm going to tell you why specifically. You know, the doo-wop, they follow a four chord pattern, and I like chords, and I like kind of repetition of music, and I'm going to be real with you, so I'm going to bring this down to earth here. So the doo-wop has a four chord pattern with, I don't know if it's all their songs, but pretty much all of them, most of them. Did you know that?
Yeah.
So I've studied these core patterns at some use.
I'm going to challenge you to do this. And I'm telling this live so everybody knows. I'm challenging you. I want you to research every artist that's been in the music business in the last 50 years that has ever played a piano. And I want you to watch and listen, you know, because I know there's videos on different artists. Some you may not be able to find. You can only listen to the song. And I want you to listen to each one of those artists. 50 years. There's a reason why.
Okay.
I'm not giving you a time frame. But I'm giving you the challenge to do that. And, you know, listen, you know, what they bring to the table as far as playing the piano and singing at the same time, and kind of give you a general idea of also how they've done it, and they've been able to make a successful career out of it. And, you know, you...
Right. I like
you
the
know
challenge.
Them, but, I mean, you said you know them, but you don't know them, like Ray Charles. But... And that's fine. You don't have to listen to every single song.
I know who he is. I know songs by him, but have I studied like what he did or strategy or chords? No, but I know some of the jazz chords because I mean, there's several things I know that all relate to different groups. Like Lori Lyne, I don't even know her. She's a good piano player.
No.
There's still people I could name, but maybe not some that you know.
Oh, there's quite a bit of list. I know probably, I could probably come off the top of my head the first 500, but there's still a lot more musicians out there that people have no idea because they never made it to the mission list because they were never talked about.
And there's all different styles of music, too, because certain
exactly.
ones would interest me more. But I know what you mean. I'm going to take the challenge and branch out more, what you would say.
Yeah. You know, that's what now it'll definitely give you that good insight, you know, because, you got the blues, soul, rock style, jazz. Country, gospel, take it all. It's a learning curve, you know, hone your craft, and that's the complete whole challenge, you know. And then you take that and what you walked in and didn't kind of realize it, but I let it happen, openly admitted that you love to write, so we know you can write music and songs, so... let's put it together, and it's just a challenge. We know, and I know that you're going to be successful in your career, but we have to challenge ourselves. Just thank goodness I don't give you a time frame to pick out in the last 50 artists, because you would be in trouble. 50 years, all the artists, you would really be in trouble because there's too many. And don't just go, 50 years just in country music, because you might only find 10 or 15, you know. There's just too many because the list, but it's just fun. It's fun to do that.
As far as piano players, there's several I could name I've observed. But one thing I will say carefully on the radio, someone I've talked to with music, he's not like traveling musician, but he knows a ton. I think his dad was a songwriter. He's told me a couple of times in the past year, very specifically, Kendall, you play the piano, you sing, you write. I think you need to come up with your own signature style. And so I am kind of working on that. I've got ideas. That's all I'm going to say. And you're probably going to agree. So as soon as I start playing anything, maybe not Amazing Grace, but just anything, they're like, oh, that's Kimberly Ward playing. So what do you think?
Well, that's not
maybe
for me. that's not quite for me to determine yet. We have to develop who you are. But that's something that is right. You want your own signature, you know. George Jones had it, George Strait, Merle Haggard, Ozzy Osbourne, mm-hmm. Elvis Presley, Etta James, Frank Sinatra, Sammy Dean, you know, they all had their own signature, their own style, you know, Loretta Lynn. I mean, I could keep going with some of the big time.
And, I know. Dolly Parton. As soon as you hear her, you know it's
yeah,
her.
Yeah, Dolly Parton. And I could even throw some people and blow their minds. I know Jim Reeves is. I know Farron Young. You know, mm-hmm. I know them. It's like, what? You know, so, yeah, Little Jimmy Dickens. You know, so, yeah.
So besides hearing her voice, like Dolly Parton, everybody should know her and Reba McEntire, of course. But country male singers. Say what?
And then my biggest legend of the music industry for me, you know, yes, this is biased, but hey, it's my bias and I'll take it how I want to. Ricky Van Shelton, all-time greatest legend ever in music history for me. But, you know, but there's all kinds of different music and stuff. We can all learn something from. Last question before I play one song, and then we're going to actually technically wrap up the first hour of the show and let Kimberly jump out of here, and I'm going to finish off the show with other independent music. I'm going to give you an option. I'm not going to tell you the question, but I'm going to give you an option. You can pick option A or you can pick option B.
And I won't know what category this is in.
Oh, no, that's what makes it fun.
Oh, gosh. Okay. B used to be a common answer in college, so let's go B.
B. Oh, wow. I'm glad I switched up B this time because, you know, it's always sometimes, you know, I do switch back and forth sometimes, but I'm going to give you the hard but easy one. If you was to right now be giving a major label contract right now from any major label out there in the world, what is the honest first thing you're going to do after you sign that contract?
All right. So you're asking me what is the first thing I would do after I sign a contract with the major
label
company. Label. Okay. First thing I'd do is be screaming. Well, you want an answer besides screaming.
Yeah.
I know if I could think of a good business answer. That's the first thing I would do. I want to know what they're going to be doing for me. What I would be doing.
While you're thinking of that, I'm going to help you out.
Okay.
You know, obviously, they're already going to be discussing before you sign that contract what they can offer, and it's going to be in the contract. We automatically know you're going to be screaming enough you even sign it, and then the whole world's going to hear you when after you sign it. We get most of that, but it's more on a either business or personal. It doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. Automatically after it reality hits and all that, what is basically the first thing you're going to do? You know, is it, you know, I'll try to give you a hard time on it. Is it, hey, I'm going to call one of my favorite, you know, business colleagues, you know, that's in the music business. I'm going to call Easy Blue Eyes and say, hey, be ready. I'm going to go take you for some coffee and buy me a cup of coffee. Or, no, truthfully, honestly, what would be the first thing that you would do?
All right. Well, the truthful answer is I would call some past friends and people who've been praying for me and really pushing me to go further and to keep doing what I'm doing, because some of these people I'm talking about know their obstacles I've just had in the past 2 years. But that's the real answer. Besides, I would scream in a good way. I won't just text people. It's going to be a phone call. And you'd be one of the people, too.
I'm sure I would be. Somehow I can be somewhere there in the limelight, in the background, watching you sign that contract.
Because the bottom line is I've had a lot of people praying for me and the children for things that we just overcame. So that's the honest answer. Then the business answer is I want to announce it on my social media.
Absolutely. Well, you know,
yeah.
That's what we want to hear. Well,
yeah, I want people to know, not just like five people. Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, instead of all who knows now what's going on, we want the whole world to know, absolutely every single living to know. Hey, Miss Kimberly Ward is right here. She signed with, and she's the next great artist, you know, the next greatest artist coming up. And so, yeah, we want to get that out there. Definitely.
Yeah, I'm going to be spreading the word, and other people will too. News travels fast, so she got a lot of people.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, here in the meantime, I want everybody to enjoy every moment of Kimberly Ward definitely being on the show tonight, but of her career and her journey and her music career in the industry. And we hope for the best, and I absolutely do, and I'm going to continue giving her a hard time and enjoy every moment of that.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
I'm glad you took the time out, and I'm glad we was able on the politics side and personal side, we was able to swap from tomorrow night to tonight because we both have things to do, and we had a great hour. I mean, I did. There's a couple of things that I learned, and I know a lot of people out there, you know, just a little bit about Kimberly Ward. But there's a lot more to learn. Definitely, we're going to have a part two for sure. But right now, I'm going to play a song from Kimberly Ward, and we're going to let her kind of jump out of here, enjoy the rest of the night, and enjoy every moment. Thank you, Kimberly, for showing up. And
thank you.
We'll catch you the next time.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. And I hope you enjoyed every moment, because I did.
Yes, it's a good song. And I'm enjoying every moment in my life, too, which is possible.
All right. Well, with that, I will be back to wrap up the first hour of the show while Kimberly jumps out here. And in the meantime, here is Every Moment by Miss Kimberly Ward. back to Independent Artist Music Night with Kimberly Ward. I am your host, Easy Blue Eyes. Hey, that is a wrap of the first hour of the show. We have the lovely Miss Kimberly Ward that was with us for the first hour of the show. Had a pretty decent interview. I really enjoyed it. I learned a few things myself. I try to put myself in that spot to learn something from every artist that comes on here and every artist that I listen to. They always bring something to the table. It does not matter what it is, you know, that they bring, but there's always something that I do learn from each musician. I did enjoy her guest. It was great company. Giving her a hard time. That was always a great job, you know, me to give the artists out there a hard time. But hey, I tell you what, we're going to end up with some other independent artists. But I do want to give a shout out on the behalf of Kimberly. Please check out Kimberly Ward Music Facebook page. Give it a like, give it a share. Also invite a few family, friends, coworkers, and anybody else you could think of. So, you know, it's just one of them things. You know, you can find her on Facebook, and then, you know, we do have her new white website up, and please check it out. It's been shared several times, I believe. If not, I will definitely get it shared for you at the end of the show. But we had Miss Kimberly Ward on here, and as you can tell, she loves Dunkin' Donuts and some Starbucks, and good gal. You know, she is getting a rough start, but now she's in a good position, and she does have a career ahead of her, and we're going to continue wishing the best. And you know, on behalf of Easy Blue Eyes Production, do support Miss Kimberly Ward, and I hope you do too, and so does everybody else in the world. And support everyone sings and that's in the music industry. Even for me, you can support me too as well, just as long as you don't ask me to sing. I mean, I can sing, just not that great, only in the shower. I do want to kind of throw out a few independent artists that we kind of played before, and then kind of mention a few other artist names that he's be coming to the mix soon to the Easy Blue Eyes Production. It's always great. You know, here's this one that I really want to play. I mean, it is so lovable. This young gal, Tennessee Clark, she is very talented. She had the chance to record this, and her grandpa is a great singer, and everybody should know her grandpa, Bo Heatherly. But I think we gotta say John Denver did a very great job. I mean, he made the song famous for the most part, and I think now we have our next breakout star for sure, and we'll see if she actually really jumps in the music industry or not later in life, or what she's got planned. I know she has a bright future already. I'm going to play the Redemption of Country Roads, the version from this young girl, Tennessee Clark. We'll be right back. Here is Roads.
Almost heaven, West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountains, Shenandoah River. Life is older than the trees, younger than the mountains, growing. I belong, West Virginia.
Welcome back to Independent Artist Music Night with Kimberly Ward. Hey, the second hour of the show is going to be great, listening to different independent artists. I am your host, Easy Blue Eyes. Right there was Country Road covered by Tennessee Clark. Man, I just love that version. It's amazing that someone that young could really step up and her age and really just kind of have that ability to pull off a song to somebody like, I want to play a song here just because I can. I believe you're going to enjoy it. It is by Amber Short, from BoCo, and it's a beautiful song, and I also want to play a Bo Heatherly song just as well. So I'm going to play two before I come back, and I hope you enjoy this double. But I'm going to start off with Amber Short.
One night I had a dream like I'm with a knock on my door. As I thought to myself, could this even be real? Then I saw your face and your presence I could feel. And then you told me an hour was all you could spend, and you told about heaven and what a place it is. No, I cannot explain what a pleasure it is that heaven spared an hour so I could see you again. Heaven, I listened to you. You told me all the things you had gotten to do. You had a mansion in glory, and you walked the streets of gold. And you sat down and sang with Jesus, where we'll never grow old. And you told me an hour was all you could spend, and you told me about heaven and what a place it is. No, I cannot explain what a pleasure it is that heaven spared an hour so I could see you again. No, I cannot explain what a pleasure it is that heaven spared an hour so I could see you again.
San Antonio. Everything that I got is just what I got on. When that sun is high in that Texas sky, I'll be bucking at the county fair. Amarillo by morning, Amarillo, I'll be there. They took my saddle in Houston, broke my leg in Santa Fe. Lost my wife and a girlfriend somewhere along the way. I'll be looking for aid when they pull the gate. I hope that judge ain't blind. Amarillo by morning, Amarillo's on my mind. By morning, up from San Antonio, everything that I got is just what I got on. I ain't got a dime, but what I got is mine. I ain't rich, Lord, I'm free. Amarillo by morning, Amarillo, where I'll be. Amarillo by morning, Amarillo's where I'll be.
Welcome back to Independent Artist Music Night with Kimberly Ward. I am your host, Deezy Blue Eyes. Hey, I hope you enjoyed that. Amber Short and Bo Heatherly. Our next special guest that we're going to have on the podcast, which is great. I mean, we're going to have this young, talented young man come on, and it's not going to be until June 8th. That is actually the next guest that is scheduled. I know next week is June 1st, but I'm not booking any artists for that day. But the following week, June 8th, we are going to have Hunter Lott. And I kind of want to give you a small taste of what you're going to be getting into from Hunter. Now, don't go too fast, because I want you to listen real close, because we're going to take it real slow. Here is Hunter Lott singing with Jess T. We'll be right back. Hope you enjoy.
Baby, I don't ask for much, but I do expect a lot. It's just how I was taught. It's easy for me to give you everything you need. Our love should never be bought. And I'll do everything I can to make sure that I'm the man that you desire. Put food on the table, a roof over your head, and light your heart on fire. I'll come home every night with strong arms to hold you tight till morning as we grow old. Before dinner will break, hear what the kids have to say. Make sure they pour you a glass of wine and hold your body close.
me tight. The morning as we grow.
Before dinner we'll pray to reminisce the old days as our new beginning unfolds.
Welcome back to Independent Artist Music Night with Kimberly Ward. I am your host, Easy Blue Eyes. Hey, real quick, I want to play a song, then actually come back, and I really want to give a few shout-outs and then play a few more songs before we get right there at the end and have to wrap things up. I want to give a good shout-out, though, real quick to Ricky Combs. I'm going to play one of his songs real quick for you and then come right back and give some shout outs and play some more music. How about that? Enjoy this song by Ricky Combs.
Hello, it's been a while, I guess. And you call in here. Hell of a mess. You were gone just a day too long. I was married a year in July. I didn't know where your mom had passed or that you moved back last night. I left town 2 years ago cause there was nothing up there left for me. Settled down with a girl I love and know I don't want to leave. Cause Jesus and Garth Brooks both have a part about unanswered prayers. You weren't around when I needed you, so she became the one who cared.
Hey, it's Easy Blue here, your host of the show. Welcome back to Independent Artist Music Night with Kimberly Ward. Again, you know, Combs right there, Jesus and Garth Brooks. Great song. I want to kind of give a shout out and kind of let you know a little bit of a lot, you know, another lineup. Hunter Lott on June 8th is our next guest. And then another guest that we're going to be having on June 15th, it is scheduled for Krista White. Now, I'll tell you just a little bit of what you're going to get with Krista. You're going to get some surprises. That's what you're going to get. We're in for a treat. I don't have any music to share with you tonight about Krista, but I know she's been in the music business for a few days, and she is in the Nashville area, and we're kind of waiting for a few songs and stuff to get passed my way, and they will get uploaded in the studio and have our interview on June 15th and kind of interrogate her, you know, just as well. Now, we're going to have some fun, as always. And then, you know, I really want to give a shout out to the newest musician artist, independent artist out there. She is very, 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 very green into the business. And I tell you, I've had the pleasure of actually listening to a song that she sent me, and it's up playing and on the other format studio on the website. It, you know, I'll tell you, sometimes it's kind of hard to find a few artists in between. I'm so, so excited to have a few new ones. You know, we do have others that are really getting down and kind of thrown in my way. Also, you know, I do want to appreciate everyone who supports the Easy Blue Eyes production. But I also want to give a shout out. Before I give that artist a shout out, I had, I will pull this message up. I will tell you where this shout out is going. Ignition Country. Hey, thank you for the recommendation on sending a few artists my way to the Easy Blue Eyes production. We appreciate that, and let us know what we can help you with just well. Ignition Country, and I love to send a few artists your way just as well. Kind of get together, help each other musicians out. And we're all musicians in our way. It doesn't matter. We have a whole bunch of talent. We have some that's on the DJ side of things, kind of like me, podcasts, radio stations, managers, producers, you know, everything in the studio, singers, artists, guitarists, you know, everything. Everybody in the music business. So, brother, help everyone out. So, I do really appreciate Ignition Country for sending you off my way. Easy Blue Eyes production, high recommendation. Thank you very much, you know, for that. And one of the artists that got sent to me, you know, I was just kind of briefly mentioning, you know, she is kind of green in the music business, but now I was fortunately one of the songs, and it's playing over on the website streaming for the station there, to everybody in the world. I mean, it was great. It was fantastic. It's even getting played on some radio stations now besides mine. And, you know, so I want to give a good shout out to Sugar Rose, great artist. She's one of the next, you know, I want to say it in a good way. She's a pistol. You know, she brings a good punch, and she has that desire and that passion. You know, a lot of things in the last few years that we kind of noticed through different things in the world. Well, she had a change of career path, and she's actually pursuing something that she probably should have pursued a long time ago, but, you know, not everything works out like that. You know, we've kind of had that small discussion, and I like her background. I really do, and I hope sometime soon that we'll have her on the network and we can have the interview with her. So congratulations and welcome to the music industry, Sugar Rose. Fantastic artist there. Another quick shout out, Levi Kobe, you know, fantastic artist. He's also playing. I believe Levi just actually really just kind of, I believe it was Levi, just hit the Billboard charts. I'm going to double check that real quick for you, because I want to get the correct information out. I really think Levi Kobe, that's a song, and he's also a good songwriter. He actually hit the Billboard charts. So congratulations, Levi, from Easy Blaze Production. Can't wait to get some more music from him and actually get him on the studio as well. I'm going to play this next one and give a shout out to my colleague that actually helps me host and keep me out of trouble at times. We know it's hard and difficult. But Miss Julie Richardson, on the gospel charts, she decided to put out her song by Dolly Parton, and it actually went number one on the gospel charts. Here is Coat of Many Colors by Julie Richardson. We'll be right back.
Back through the years, I go wandering once again. Back to the seasons of my youth, where I recall the box of rags someone gave us, how my mama put the rags to use. There were rags of many colors, and every piece was small. I didn't have a coat, and it was way down in the fall. Mama sewed the rags together, throwing every piece of love. She made my coat of many colors that I was so proud of. As she sewed, she told the stories from the Bible she had read about a coat of many colors Joseph wore. And then she said, perhaps this coat will bring you good luck and happiness. And I just couldn't wait to wear it, and Mama blessed it with a kiss. My coat of many colors that my Mama made for me, made from only rags, but I wore it so proudly. Now I know we had no money, but I was rich as I could be. In my coat of many colors my mama made for me. So with patches on my breeches and holes in both my shoes, in my coat of many colors I hurried off to school, just to find the others laughing and making fun of me. In my coat of many colors my mama made for me. Well, I couldn't understand it, for I felt I was rich, and I told them all the love my mama sewed in every stitch. And I told them all the stories Mama told me while she sewed, and how my coat of many colors was worth more than all their clothes. They didn't understand it, so I tried to make them see. One was only four, only if they chose to be. Now I know we had no money, but I was rich as I could be. In my coat of many colors my mama made for me, made just for me.
Hey, welcome back to the show, Independent Artist Music Night with Kimberly Ward. Hey, I've been your host, Easy Blue Eyes. We had a special guest, Kimberly Ward, on here the first hour of the show. We did an interview. It was fantastic. I had a good time, especially giving her a hard time and learned a few things and, you know, then giving a few shout-outs there, playing here in the second half, a little bit of different musicians out there. Learning a little bit here. This is what I've kind of really put out there. You know, sometimes you have to personally step back and, you know, take care of personal issues. It's always a difficult decision. But in my case, it's one of the toughest decisions that I do make. I don't like missing the podcast shows, especially my Wednesday night ones. But I'm going to have to, and I do apologize with this, and sorry for the inconvenience it may cause. The Easy Blue Eyes production, last show of the month, actually is tonight. I will not be back on air until at least the day of June 1st, so which is the independent night. Somehow it's just going to roll out with different independent artists that we all have hooked up into the show, and no special guest that night, and then we'll try to get back on schedule. But for personal reasons, my health, mentally and physically, I need to have TLC time, take a few days off. I had a rough weekend, also business-wise and personal-wise, but what do you want to get into? And the song before heading to here. And I got a song picked out that I want to play, and I want to be able to make sure it has enough time. So I do apologize again on the behalf. It will be a show for the month of May. It will be back June 1st. And I will probably have a small different schedule to go up with that. And then I will give further information then. Thank you for tuning in to Easy Blue Eyes Independent Music Artist Night with Kimberly Ward on the Easy Blue Eyes Production Radio Network, sponsored by Michaela Gives Back. I've been your host, Easy Blue Eyes, and our special guest, we had Miss Kimberly Ward. Here is one of the hottest artists on the market. She is a hot fire. She'll write to you, and I'll tell you, just make sure you follow through with this one, because you need your heart when you get done. Follow your heart. Here is Brianna Faye tonight.
if tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, well, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say that I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. And I'm proud to be today, 'cause there ain't no doubt.